Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We bless your name. Can we have a zip bow down your heart before Him? Just bow down your heart. How will heaven be like if this place is like this today? Genesis 28. Let's just go into the word. Genesis 28. From verse 12 to 19. Last week we came and started the beginning of a series defining what gates and explaining what gates are in the Bible. Because most of the time when we read the Bible and we see gates, what comes to our mind are physical gates. There are some scriptures that when they say gates, it means it's like gates. But there are 9 things that the Bible speaks about when the Bible talks about gates. Number one, gates are openings, entrances, and points of access. 2, gates are places of verdict and of judgment. Number 3, gates are places of decision making. Number 4, gates are places of defense, protection, and security. Gates are meeting places for elders, principal, and valuable people on earth. Gates are places of worship. Gates are places of power, dominion, and control. And gates are people of power, dominion, and control. Gates are places of business transactions, marketplaces. Gates are important places of public discourse. In the first service, we came this day to now move from to spiritual gates, satanic spiritual gates. We first of all look at spiritual gates. Look at, there are 2 types of spiritual gates. There are the gates of righteousness and there are evil satanic gates. And we attempted to explain 3 things that evil satanic gates are in the first service, and we'll continue in the second service. Can we read from Genesis 28, 12 to 19? And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached the heavens. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord and the God of your father and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south. And in you and your offspring, descendants, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. How awesome is this place? Can we read together the last part? Let's go. This is none other than the house of God, and this is. Why didn't he notice the first time he got there? He set the stone as pillow, put his head on it. Why didn't he notice? There are physical gates and there are spiritual gates. Thank God, Jacob encountered the gate of heaven. His grandfather in Genesis 12, 8 set up an altar, and the altar opened a gate to heaven. So he came generations after, not knowing what his father has done, and slept on that day. And what his father sowed at that place, he started reaping. There was ascending and descending of angels. Sir, your house, what is ascending? What is descending? A member of our church, they rented the house. They were in the house for some time. In fact, they left the house for their own house. But while they were here, the first issue they had, that whenever they have vigils and pray powerfully, they start hearing noises. Noises all around. Why? In that place where they were are gates. See, gates, spiritual gates, are invisible, but their operations are noticed everywhere. Their impact are felt everywhere. It is misinterpretation of impact that has put people into trouble. My question for you, who was there before you got there? There is no vacuum on earth, including the bush. There is no vacuum on earth. I've shared with you before the story shared by Dr. Dike Olukaya about a man that started a pottery in one forest, somewhere outskirts of the city. Started a pottery, started with 10,000 fowls, and then it was getting to the time to sell. Maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, whatever, to sell. And then he came one day, and all the 10,000 chickens were dead. And the man said, but they inoculated this thing. Maybe it is, you know, some of the problems that occur to man, many of you, that you want to behave like white men. Say, maybe. So he went under maybe, and got 5,000 more fowls, and started again. Make sure he fumigated everywhere, did whatever he needed to do. And then the broilers got well again, about to be sold. And he got there one day again, 5,000 gone. After losing 15,000 fowls, his brain opened and said, this is not normal. He went to call the pastor, and pastor said, go there, let's go. Let's have a vigil there. So they went there, they had a vigil. While they were praying with a prayer team, something short, according to the man of God, appeared to them. Bah! Short, with no eyes, or maybe one eye. And said, man of God, why are you disturbing me? He said, but the thing appeared. The prayer warriors, everybody don't scatter. Said, what are you doing here? He said, man of God, where were you when they promised me one fowl per year? That was a satanic olden days altar of that village. When the man went to buy the land, nobody told him they used to sacrifice something there. So maybe for 25 years, nobody has brought fowl. And luckily, somebody started a poultry there. So he took the 25 plus interest. Why? There were gates there. What are the gates in your house? What does he open to? Why are you having a terrible dream always when you are in your house? Let me tell you what I do. See, when I have a dream and it's terrible, I mark my pillow. Me. There are 4 pillows in my room. I mark it. I want to know if na pillow or na room or na something. If I sleep on that pillow again and there's a dream, I check the pillow. Is it the last one? If na it, I now carry the pillow. The pillow is in trouble. Do you understand what I'm saying? Gates are openings through which the devil visits a family, a person, and a place. Gates are the openings, are the gateways, are the doors through which the devil visits a person, a family, or a place. The devil has no right on this earth. For him to come, he needs an opening. And as long as a human being has opened the door, he will come. Whether it is you that open it, or you are not the one that open it. Therefore, I come by the anointing this morning. Any door that will be opened in your present house to the devil and his powers, we close that door. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. If since you moved to that house, everything you have done has not succeeded, there's a porter camp in there. The pastors are waiting for you. Ask them to anoint you. If since you came to Abuja, the doors have not opened, 10 years of struggle, say now, hustle. You they call them hustle. Say street, no, they smile. Let me tell the street, they smile. You know, they smile for you. You know, me say, no, they smile for some people. Say, Abuja, they difficult. It is not difficult. Now for you. If the gates of Abuja have not been open for you, you will struggle. For some people, the gates are open small. They are doing like this. Some is open wide. They are running. Some people, the kind of money they have made in this regime that we are complaining about, you know now, let the gates open for you. What you sow, you will reap. Nigeria, zoo, you are an animal. You will eat banana in Nigeria. Zoo, if in Nigeria is zoo, what will you eat? Banana. Change your confession, enjoy the land. Frowning will not change it. They complained in the wilderness, and the gates of heaven were locked against them. They did not make the promised land. The gates of Nigeria are locked against some people because it is cool to abuse your country. Buhari is not Nigeria. Buhari is different. Nigeria is different. You have something against Buhari, face him. Don't decree negative things against the land on which you must eat. You will suffer. That is why you are suffering. With your mouth, you have locked the death of the land to you. This land, this place, where naira they go, when naira they, it doesn't matter how long it goes. For you, now you to, for you to have the money. I pray for everyone here. Every gate that you have used your mouth to shut, let the mercy of God open the gates for you. In the name of Jesus. So gates are opening through which demons come in. You can use your mouth to open it for them. Can we pray for mercy, especially for young people in this church? I see some WhatsApp status and I weep for them. I weep for a generation that most of them lack sense. You are cursing yourself and you are praying for blessings. Nigeria don't show me. This country, economy don't show me. The Nigeria for me is a good place. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. Hello, are we here? Hello, are we here? I did not mention APC. I did not mention PDP. It doesn't concern me. I am bothered about the country. And I'm bothered about you. I pray for everyone here. Whatever you have seen negatively, that is closing the doors to your breakthrough, let the mercy of the Lord forgive you. Let mercy open the doors for you. Let mercy open new 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 doors for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Get the tape of the first service. Gates are also seasons. Gates are also timing. That is why December 31st every year we come to church, not as a ceremony, to open the gate of a new year. In the Bible, there are times. There are watches. Watches are 3 hours. They are gates. Hours are gates. Watches are gates. Days are gates. Times are gates. The enemy can waylay you at the gate of time and lock it up. Most of the time, you read the Bible on the first day of the fifth month. This happened. And what do? We quickly move to first day of May. First day of the fifth month in the Bible is not first day of May. It is not, sir. Their calendar is different. They use the moon like the Muslims. They still use the moon till today. First day of the fifth month, first day of the seventh month is not the Gregorian calendar. But what I'm saying is this. Gates are beginning of season. I come here by grace. Any season that the enemy has opened for evil concerning you, today we lock up that season. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. Have you not experienced before, if you're a businessman, a time comes, it's not that you prayed extraordinary, but things are just walking. Sometimes, even you have prayed and everything, but things are like lock. Until you're able to hit it somewhere and the thing open. Why? Seasons can be open and seasons can be locked. Therefore, we come by the anointing, by the God of heaven. Anyone whose timing has been locked, whose season has been locked, at any date, we decree your season open. Your times open. Your season open. Your times open. In the name of Jesus. Can you pray? Lift your right hand up. Can you pray? Say, I open the seasons of favor of my life. In the name of Jesus, the timing of favor. It's my time of favor. Let the season of favor open for me. And I go to the gates of time. I go to the gates of time. And I open the seasons of favor. Fill in the gap and open your seasons. Fill in the gap and open your seasons. Fill in the gap and open your seasons. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So apart from gates being the starting of season, gates are satanic strongholds where Satan has his power. You will see sometimes they said David entered the stronghold. There are places in Nigeria, if anything wants to happen, the president enters that place. He can be there for 1 year. He will not lack food. He will not lack power. He will not lack water. Minimum of 1 year. He will be watching television. They can do parties there. Why war is going on anywhere? They call those places stronghold. When you are in the stronghold, no matter what happens outside, nothing happens to you. Gates are satanic stronghold where the devil reigns and rule, where darkness reigns and rule. And whatever we have to outside seems as if it doesn't happen to them. But you know, one day, David, Samson, was caught up. I think Judges chapter 16 or 6 was caught up in the city. They locked the gate. They were waiting for him. He woke up in the morning. He carried the gate and moved with it. We come by the strength of the Lord and the power of the Lord. Every gate of the enemy, we carry them up. We demolish them. We dismantle them. In the name of Jesus, every stronghold, every stronghold of the enemy, we carry and we destroy. In the name of Jesus, can we pray and say we are come by the anointing of the Lord? Every case of the enemy, where things are done against me, I carry and I dismantle. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. They are stronghold. That's why they are made of bronze and brass. Oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful work to the children of men and especially to me. He has. Listen to me. There is nothing that opens gates like praise. Enter his gate with thanksgiving and his court with praise. They are strongholds, that's why they are described as being made with brass and with bronze. Cutlass cannot cut it. You need a welder with his fire to cut it. And in those days, there is no welding fire to cut it. The God comes and breaks the gate. So no matter how terrible the gate has been for long, Pastor, you don't understand. It affected my brother. We did everything. It doesn't matter what you have done. You are in the season where there is breakthrough. You are in the season where the gates are opening. You are in the season. Do we understand? Therefore, we pray for everyone here. Any gate that has become a stronghold in your family, let the earthquake of the Lord make them crumble. Let them crumble. Let them crumble. Let them crumble. Let them crumble. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So gates are stronghold of the enemy. They are the operational and they are the confrontational and operational base of the enemy. their friends. Can I have my message on the screen? Their strength is measured by the evil strong men that manage. So if they are strong men where they have evil strong men manning it. Ephesians 6:12 is a good description of the strong powers at it. For we do not wrestle against flesh or blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present air darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Put your two hands on your head. Let me pray for you. Whoever is reigning in any area of your life apart from God, any power that has authority and power of control in any area of your life apart from God, today we bind them. Say amen. Let me hear. We bind them. We pour the fire of the Lord upon them. We destroy them. The Lord rebukes them. In the name of Jesus. Your hands still on your head. Whatever any gate has stolen from your life, today let them be restored back. Let them be restored back. Let them be restored back. Every stronghold of anger in your life, stronghold of bitterness, stronghold of stubbornness, stronghold of selfishness that has not done you any good, but you are proud about it. Hey, if you know me, hey, if you know my father, hey, if you know me, you are in problem, you are boasting. Whatever the case are that have entrenched wickedness, iniquity in your life, today let the blood of Jesus take them away. Let the blood of Jesus take them away. Let the blood of Jesus take them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your hands still on earth, still pray for yourself. Say, what? Say, wherever the enemy is ruling in my life, say, any gate of the enemy in my life, let them be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Every gate of the enemy in any area of my life, let them be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. Gates of the enemy, be destroyed, be destroyed. He has broken the gate of rest. Oh, Lord, arise, break the gate of rest. Break the gate of rest. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen, it's the gates that influence the land. It's the gates that influence the land. In the first service, I told them something, and I want to tell you the same thing. If you are coming and you enter to say, if you enter by the market, and you are coming to this side, you understand what I'm talking about? You enter the Duse market, and you are coming. By the time you walk between that place and Obasanjo Junction, look at the right, look at the left, compare them. What is the difference? They are gates, sir. I don't want to talk much. Just enter Duse. As you come to our church, look at the right, look at the left, look at the kind of houses here. Look at the kind of houses here. The influences are different, sir. Gates cause that. It's just that some people will be homeless. There are some prayers you will pray. There are influences. If you go to this side and bring some people and interview them, and you go to this side and you bring some people and you interview them, you will see the difference. If you are entering Jabu, look at the left side, look at the right side, you will see. Now, gates, sir. Some gates are open for some things here. Some are open for some things here. What gates are open to your family? That is where you will see somebody. I don't want to talk. Somebody will go to the hospital, we will carry injection, put for his bumper. But CCC is not dead there. Vaccine, CCC is dead there. If I want to put CCC for anything, no be injection where you take every day, I go put them.
Huh? Now gate, sir. It they block thinking.
You will see white people carrying placards. You will put it on your district.
Make you not take vaccine. Make you not take.
And you see they go hospital. Stop going to hospital. Baba, now water your village. Go visit them.
When they start dying from ignorance, they say God does not answer prayer.
I don't want to talk medicine. Let's talk gates.
When gates are locked against you, you behave like a stupid man. But it's not your fault. It's over you. You don't understand it.
When gates are locked upon you, a politician who have his children abroad, you will carry gun and cutlass and die for the politician. Why? The gates are locked against your thinking. When the gates are locked against you, you will forget that Tinubu, na Yoruba man, Buhari, na Hausa man, Okorocha, na Igbo man, you will forget that they don't fight. When it gets to election time, they will say, na tribe, you will kill yourself. Later, they will gather again and drink tea.
Many people are stupid, especially in the church.
There are two tribes in Nigeria. The ruling class and others. I don't know where you belong to.
Where do you belong to?
You will belong to ruling class. Okay, keep ruling. Many times there are things I want to say. I don't know if you can take them. If they will not be too big at this time for you. If you don't take care, you will be pawns in the game of the politics of Nigeria. I pray for everyone here. Stretch your hands here. Stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. Let the gates of wisdom, the gates of revelation, the gates of knowledge, the gates of breakthrough, let those gates be open for you. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes you don't know that politicians intentionally behave as if they are fighting to distract you from the main thing. And you are busy sharing the thing. They are fighting. They are doing it. Did you read what FFK said? Did you read? What Inamani said? Did you read? Odi Zokalu, he don't go prison. Which Odi Zokalu go to prison? Is he dead? You don't understand. Not distraction. There is a game. They know most of us can't think. How did I get to politics today? My God. I pray for everyone here. The Lord is relocating you from the enemy gates. You are taking over the 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 gates. Lift up your right hand. Say the gates of my family. I am taking over. Say the gates of my business. I am taking over the gates of my office. I am taking over. 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 I am taking over the gates. I take over in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Shabia said, can I close with this? Not my intention, but I have to. See, until we as Christians rule and reign and take over positions on earth in Nigeria, we will continue to suffer. Join a political party if you are interested in politics. Do that quickly. Until that happens, you will keep praying. God has answered our prayers. It's time to walk. Politics is not dirty. It's the people that are dead that are dirty. If the clean people get there, it becomes clean. Are we here? Some people here now, 500 naira for 4 years. Your family see they suffer.
and they will continue to suffer it. Think. You are meant to be in charge. Are we here? Maybe one of our sisters, maybe will come and share the testimony later. Receive one of the best news in my life this week. When a sister in our church applied for something and did not let me know, she came to meet me one day and said, "Pastor, we are in the season of divine advantage. I need divine advantage." So I asked her to kneel down. I prayed for her. I said, "The Lord give you divine advantage." She will come and share testimony later. 13,000 people in the world applied. 300 people were choosing in the world or something. 13 of them in Africa. The lady was one of them. That is what it means to take over the gates. Do we understand? That is what it means to take over the gate. In your bank, you are in charge. In your office, you are part of people that decide things. Not just coming to church and be shaking your head. Promotion. I'm tired of praying for promotion. We should be the one deciding the promotion of people. That is when the Bible says you will possess the gates of your enemies. Besar, he said your children shall possess the gate. The kind of education you are giving your child now, will it make him to possess the gate? Huh? One bottle of beer is sending your children far away from the gate. Time is faster. Let me tell you this. One day, I wanted to change my children's school. So I called Kolade in Technica and said, "Help me check some schools." Do you know, we went to one school. They don't write WAEC. They don't write any Nigeria exam. Is there anybody who come to this school? They know the school for Nigeria. After they finish secondary school, they go abroad. Say they don't have NECO. They don't have WAEC. They don't do JAM. You know what they do? You don't even know. SAT. IGCSE, ACT, IELTS. So I now said, okay, me, I want my children to do work. They said, okay, we'll carry them to one public school there to help to do work. In this same Abuja, some secondary school don't do Nigeria exam. When they come back after master's, what do you think they will do? Huh? They possess the gates. That's why they say in Stanford, in MIT, in Harvard. Some people still there in Nigeria, they argue, say, state university is better than private university. Now poverty. You know the number of years where some of us went for school because of JAMB. 3 years, some people wrote for 5 years before they entered. After they entered, they spent 8 years. And then they came out. By the time they came out, they said, every good job is 25 years. And you were 28. When I came out, I was 27. All the job I wanted was 25. My mates that were junior got all the good jobs. I went the long route. Why? Gates, sir. Begin to train your children. Sometimes we say our children must spend 9 years in primary school. By the time they come out, they will have reduced the thing to 23 years with 15 years experience. Why? The gatekeeper are men. They look at their children to set the target. Are you here? How many good schools are in Tuse? Time is spent. How fast that I'm angry. take your children to the best school of your level.
Hey, listen to me.
Don't borrow to pay school fees. Take your children to the best school of your level.
When money comes and you rise up, what do?
Change their schools. If it's yearly, you'll be changing it, whatever. As long as you don't affect them, don't borrow to pay school fees. But let your children appear at the gate. Let me close with this. A friend of mine is one of my closest. He has been to this church to minister for me many times. We were discussing one day, and he asked me for my children's school. I told him. He asked some questions. I told him. He laughed. I asked him for his children's school, how much he was paying, and all those things. And I look at him. Why will you put your child in this kind of school at this age? He said, "You're doing." He said, "Your best friend, where did you meet them?" I look at it. He said, "Your best friend up till now, that you still communicate and do well together, where did you meet them?" I said, "Primary and secondary school." He said, "Yes. That is why I put my children in those kind of schools, so that they will be mates with ministers and governors. So when they need work in the future, they will call their friends." He said, you met governor's children in UNILAC. How many of them can you call now? He said, they are not your friends. They are your mates in university. In secondary school, they are your friends. That is life. Nigeria don't change. If you don't carry 6 children now, God bless you.
And do you know what? It is men that will still man the gates. And the qualification at the gate will be decided by men to favor their friends and their kind. It's time to take over the gates. It takes wisdom first. We will pray and pray, but we'll do the wise thing.
Are we here?
I've only talked education. I can go to business. Talk about many things. Then we'll talk about these things this month.
Because you know what? All the evil powers we're supposed to die, they don't die, sir.
In this world, we don't kill them. We don't bind them. We don't destroy them.
It's time to walk.
Die! Perish!
They don't die. They don't perish. It's time to walk.
Are we here, sir? It is time to walk. I will not forget my friends that were very intelligent.
But because of no admission, they ended up nowhere. Lord, we thank you. I ask that you will receive wisdom. You will receive wisdom. Can I close with this? There's a place for prayer. There's a place for wisdom. We will pray. We will apply wisdom. Do we understand? Train up your children to be the best in the academics. Anybody that tells you education is a scam, he himself is a scam. Education is the opener and the leavener first.
Do you understand? Do you know the family that Bill Gates came from? He said Bill Gates.
Did Gates drop out of where? Which university?
Which university? Harvard University,
the best university in the world. Do you think you can drop out from Ekpoma and compare yourself with Harvard?
Ekpoma people, I'm sorry. Let me use one of my former school. Do you think you drop out from Ilaro?
Let nobody deceive you.
Have the education first. It won't throw it away. Throw it away. You have it.
You cannot do anything you want. Are we here? Your talent does not mean you not go to school.
When a musician that goes to school and the one that did not go to school meet and they want to talk, you will see the difference. When they want to introduce the music,
today I'm here, I want to thank the Lord. This song we are going to sing today.
Make an hallelujah. This is why you don't come here today.
You know there's a difference. It determines the gate that will be open for you and where to get to. English, they lock gates. English, they open gates. Can you stand up on your feet and pray? No, have your seat. Lift your hands to him and say, oh God, by your mercy, I possess the gates. Can you talk to yourself? Talk to him. By your mercy, the gate in my line of business, I possess the gate. We ask for a fresh release of grace over everybody here. A fresh release of grace. We thank you, Lord. We glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I've taken a lot of your time. But I hope it has been worth it. God bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord open gates of graciousness for you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Once again, I'm sorry for taking your time. See you on Wednesday. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.